Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Today is May the 27th, 2017, and I am your host, Lori Spencer. Today is caller's choice, so if you'd like to call in to discuss anything, our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. My husband may join us later. He did have surgery yesterday, so he is at the hospital, but knowing him, he might try to chime in. But until then, let's see. A little bit about what's going on right now. Let's see. President Trump and First Lady are in Italy, speaking to the military as we're talking here today. Other than that, you have to forgive me. I haven't kept up on much of the news. Tim has actually had three surgeries since last Thursday. I stand corrected, four surgeries. Hopefully yesterday's was the last. Other than it's been raining here a lot, I know a lot of states have been without the rain and probably really wanting it. Want to remind everybody about our website, ruralsurvival.info. Our website, again, is ruralsurvival.info. And you can find Professor McKenney's water filters on our site. If you're interested in getting some of those, they're really good filters. They filter out everything that's harmful to you. And they come in all different sizes. Welcome you to come and look at the site and go through and check them out if you'd like. Let's see. I don't know if anybody knows about a site called Pinterest.com. I'm only mentioning it because there's a lot of useful information on this site. It can help you ladies with like beadwork if you want to do it, cross stitching. There's also a lot of interesting stuff on here that is easy to make for men and women. They teach you how to also take a lot of those palettes that you see from time to time that are stacked somewhere just laying around and making different things out of them, like desk, headboards, bookshelves, believe it or not, chairs, tables, loungers for your deck. I'm not sure who sits around and comes up with these things for them, but they are really awesome. They even teach you how to make a shed out of them. So it's something that you can recycle. But it's pallet and it's furniture ideas. Just depending on which one you look at, there's one on here that has over 150 wonderful ideas on how to use these pallets to turn them into something else. So, and like I said, they can be used inside and outside. They can also be used just for putting down outside and using as a deck, you know, a little step-up deck off down your backyard for your picnic table or whatever to sit on. It's pretty awesome. Even can be made into planters for your plants for where if you want just to grow your herbs or anything like that. So, but let's see here. Storage bins. I mean, you name it. These things have got it. It's pretty cool. But like I said, today is caller's choice. So give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about today. And we have Rick in Missouri on line 11. Rick, are you there?
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. How's everything going today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Okay. I wanted to talk about, if it's okay with you, bucketing up your own food, bucketing up your own rice, really. I'm talking about dry packing for storage. It's a It's not a difficult thing at all, and it's not an expensive thing, but it is a it does require you to try it once or twice, and I wanted to just spend a minute and go over that, if it's okay with you.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, but before I do that, though, I want to say I got my James McKinney water filter in. I got the big stainless steel gravity countertop unit with the four filters in it. Holy cow, what a cool-looking unit. Easy to put together. Works like gangbusters. Tim mentioned last night, he said, well, have you made coffee with it yet? And, well, I put it together yesterday afternoon, so the answer to that was no. But I did make coffee with it this morning. And, well, I know, I slept at a Holiday Inn Express yesterday, so I'm brilliant. I put it together, so we made coffee with it this morning, and it does change the coffee considerably. It's a lot smoother than it used to be. You know what coffee I'm used to. I like it maybe strong, and man, it really took the edges off the coffee. I kept going back and adding more coffee to the coffee, and it just wanted to stay smooth. No matter what I did, it just wanted to stay smooth. So, you know, for probably the vast majority of human beings, if nothing else, they'd like to use this to make better coffee. So, anyway, what a unit. Oh, my gosh, what a unit. I can't recommend that thing highly enough. And it's just plain pretty. Bucketing food. Henry Kissinger in 83, and I said this when we talked about mid-life gardening, said the person that controls the food controls the people. It's comments like that that irritate me beyond all belief. Only a globalist or somebody with something evil on his mind would say something like that. So I think we have to look at a statement like that and assume that that's kind of what the globalists are thinking. And prepping would be one way to dodge at least part of that bullet. Monsanto, of course, has been into the food people control business for decades. You know, they came up way back in the 80s up with the with their GMOs, and then they made it all Roundup ready so that this stuff can sit in a puddle of Roundup and not get killed. But of course, the glyphosate, the Roundup, which is what it is, destroys your digestive system and your immune system. So, you know, there's one way that they are working with people control, and then now they're making aluminum-resistant crops so that these crops aren't being harmed by the chemtrails. So, I mean, and none of this is particularly good news for human beings. So, you know, first of all, I would like to inspire people to make better use of their local farmers markets. You know, try to develop a relationship with some folks that are growing locally, and maybe not using pesticides and stuff that you don't want on your food. And some of these little local people will be happy to tell you the truth about that, I think. And that way, too, if there's ever a supply chain problem with the supermarkets, you know, maybe you'll have a buddy, you know, where you can go to get some food. There is something interesting that I've noted in trying to put away stores, and that is that I can bucket up rice all day long, and it's incredibly cost effective. But I can't beat the Bishop's Storehouse for putting up beans. They put dry packed beans in nitrogen in these big industrial number 10 size cans. It'd be about the size of a Crisco can if you don't know what a number 10 can is. But I can't even buy the beans and bucket them, and I can't beat their price. So you want to look under Bishop's Storehouse locations. They're in most major cities. There are a bunch of them out west, but there are Bishop's Storehouses in Nashville, Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, and then out west. Man, there's a ton of them out west. But they will let it. I mean, it's LDS. It's the Mormons. But they'll let anybody come and buy, and I would highly recommend you buy their beans there. You know, but as far as bucketing rice goes, that's incredibly cost-effective. You can still get a 50-pound bag of rice at Sam's for about $17, $15, $17. 25 pounds exactly will go in a 5-gallon bucket. White buckets, believe it or not, Lowe's, I probably shouldn't say this because I'll be sorry, Lowe's sells food-grade buckets, and they're not expensive. You get like a $3 bucket, $3.50 bucket, and a $2 lid, and it's all food-grade, and you are in business. They even sell Gamma Seal lids so that you can have a lid that you can unscrew real easily if you're working out of a 5. The only other thing you're going to need is Mylar bags. Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers. If you go to a place online called Agra Bags, A-G-R-I-B-A-G-S, it's got to be an S in there because there's another company named Agra Bag. Don't do that. AgraBags.com. On the left-hand side, click on Mylar Bags. And then when that pops up over on the right-hand side, you'll see combo kits. The big 20 by 30s bags, the silver bags, they're the ones for 5s. And the kits come with their oxygen absorbers. In a 5-gallon bucket, you're going to have a 2,000 cc oxygen absorber, just one. Or you can do a combination of, two 1,000s. It doesn't matter. If you really want to be ridiculous, you can use hand warmers. They're the exact same thing. As long as you've got a regular size big hand warmer, that's going to be more than 2,000 cc's. All you got to do is put the Mylar bag down in the bucket, pour in the rice. Don't fill it up too high. Don't go more than, say, 3 inches from the top. Drop in your oxygen absorber. I put a 1x4 across the top of the open bucket. Fold the bag over nice and neat and iron that thing shut. There's a glue in there. There's a heat glue like seam tape. We've all used seam tape when we didn't have time to hem our pants. Same thing. Iron that bag shut real good, and then fold the bag in and pop the lid on and mark it. And the other 25 pounds of rice will go in the next bucket. It's very handy, and there's nothing left over. So most hard items are 25 pounds. If you start bucketing things like mashed potato prills, believe it or not, you're going to find that it takes 5 buckets to get 50 pounds in.
Wow.
Because they are very fluffy and light. And you will also wind up with mashed potatoes in your nose because the the dust gets up in there and then it gets damp, and then you wind up with potatoes in your nostrils, which is not that pleasant. So you might want to wear a mask if you're going to do something like that. Go ahead. Mashed potatoes in your nose. It never happens to anybody. they thought it would never happen. One more thing I did mention on John Moore's show, but there might be a different crowd here. There was a guy, funny guy. He's a dentist, and he made a couple $1 million by creating what is the world's loudest whistle. It works in water or underwater. It was adapted by the Coast Guard. The man sold it through Walmart and made all kinds of money, so he decided since he didn't need to make a couple of $100,000 a year anymore, he would go become a teacher at my wife's school. He was teaching my kids, my boys, and he would always say the same thing. He would always say the same thing to every class. You can get any woman if you're just a gentleman and you're a good listener and you learn how to cook the perfect steak. And he always said about teaching the boys how to cook the perfect steak. And the way he would tell them is, let's say you're right-handed, just barely touch your thumb and your forefinger together like you're holding a butterfly, and then poke that big muscle at the base of your thumb. And that is rare. And if you touch your middle finger to your thumb, that's medium. And honestly, in my opinion, you should not be using any other fingers or cooking meat. Otherwise, I don't know why you're wasting the time. But that would be medium, and that would be rare, and then in the middle would be medium rare. So that was all I wanted to bring up today. If anybody, absolutely needs help, yeah, it is real easy. Anybody else, and not everybody always has a meat thermometer with them. So if anybody needs any help with the food bucketing situation, I'll be listening, and I can always chime back in if I have to.
Okay, I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so much. I did not know
not
about
at all.
Those
Thanks
things.
A minute. Oh, and, oh, and incidentally, I got your unit ready. I'm going to ship it. And Jerry, if you're out there, and I know you are, I got your unit all done, and I'm going to send that too. How about that? That's like, this is better than email.
That's awesome.
It's like instantaneous, yeah. It's like so fast. All right, faster than the speed of light. Okay, thanks, Laurie. Have fun today. I'll be here.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. We also have another caller. It's Dan in Hawaii. Dan, are you there?
Hi, Laurie.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. I wanted to say hi to Tim. I know he's probably listening. And he's hanging in there well.
I hope so.
I'm
like you said, he's
proud of him. Fellow submariner.
I remember. Well, he's had, like I said, four surgeries since last Thursday. Last Thursday was supposed to be an outpatient type thing, but they ended up keeping him. So he's been in there for over a week. And yesterday they finally decided to do a skin graft to try to put over his wound there on his heel where they operated because it wasn't healing properly. So we're hoping this one takes. But for our listeners that don't know, my husband is also diabetic, and he's what they classify now as a brittle diabetic. So it's taken him a little bit longer to heal.
Well, we all pray for
you. We appreciate it. We're hoping this one actually takes because the next option is to amputate his leg, and we're trying not to do that.
Well, we'll try and solve that through prayer.
Definitely, and we appreciate all the prayers we can get.
Prayer. One thing I wanted to talk about, you know, I listen to John Moore as well. A lot of times when he talks about prepping, we're right on the same page. For instance, occasionally he talks about shoes, just buying new shoes. I've been doing this for years, and you can't underestimate a good pair of shoes.
Oh, definitely not.
So what I do is when I get them home, I'll open them up, get them well ventilated with the tongue pulled back, and then I'll spray them with pure colloidal silver in case there's any fungus in there or anything. And I spray them well and set them in an area where they're well ventilated, let them dry out.
Okay.
So shoes are real important. I wanted to mention clothing. We can't underestimate the value of clothing in an emergency situation. And, of course, clothing can be torn down, and you can use the fabric to make other items. And,
true.
We're really going to need clothing if this thing goes down. Worst case scenario, we don't know. Also, with clothing, we're going to want lots of needles and thread, and lots of it. Now, I like to use the they call it carpet thread for just about everything. You can't break it. A little more expensive, but I like that
thread. Dan, can I get you to hold on? We have a break coming up, and
sure can.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Today is May 27th, and today is caller's choice. So if you'd like to call in, discuss anything that Rick was talking about earlier, or anything at all you want to talk about, our number is 800-313-9443. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. And right now we're speaking with Dan in Hawaii, and Dan was telling us about making sure we had some clothes and good shoes set aside just in case things go bad. Dan, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, and thank you, Lori. In addition to having clothing and being able to tear it up and use it for fabric, whatever, we want to learn how to sew. And sewing basically is learning how to baste. My grandmother was a seamstress. She showed this to me when I was a young kid, and how to make a lock stitch. Those are the basic sewing. So that's all available on the net. So you want to learn basting and lock stitch if you don't know it.
Well, they definitely come in handy if you needed them.
Now, we're going to need a good, if you don't have it, you want a good shortwave receiver. That's a fail-safe right there.
Okay.
And, yeah, anybody that doesn't have that. Also, I think matches, I've talked about this before. Matches, either book matches or wooden matches, if properly sealed, can keep for decades. Now, I saw this occur once in an old bottle. I don't know if I talked about it on your program, but
I don't think.
And I actually heard it on another program about a year ago. They opened up their bottle, as did my mother years ago. It was from my grandmother. She put them up during the Depression, and they were book matches, and they still work. And I don't know, they were probably 30 years old or something like that, 25 years old. But they had been put in a mason jar. So matches would have of course, high value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One more thing I'd like to mention.
Okay.
I might have ran this by you guys before, but I want to run it again. I have a documentary here about the Russians coming in after World War II and bombarding Berlin and then going in after they had bombarded it. The people, of course, were down in the basements. I heard a woman in a documentary. The documentary was made maybe in the late 60s, early 70s. She's an older woman at this time. She's talking about what it was like to come up and actually live on the streets of Berlin after the bombardment. And she said, and she looked right in the camera, and she was deadly serious. She said, "Do you know what the most important thing to us was?" And immediately I thought water, which it really is when you get right down to it. But she said the most important thing to us was a bar of soap. They wanted soap. So I don't think we should underestimate having soap around.
Oh, no.
Bars.
And nowadays you can pick it up at, you know, like the dollar stores for just a couple of bucks for, what, 6 to 8 bars?
It's absolutely cheap. The leverage could be astronomical on soap in a
right.
good down situation.
Or pick up a good book that teaches you how to make your own homemade soap, you know?
Sure.
That way you've got, you know, you've got something you can reference back to in your storage area of items you could go out and find and make your own soap. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, soap would be very important.
Yeah. Now, one of the crops that I think are important now and possibly in the future, even more so, is being able to grow tomatoes. I think anyone set up being able to grow tomatoes, that will be one of the number one crops. Now, I like, the tomato I like the best, and I've been growing it for years and years. It's an heirloom. It was developed in England a long time ago. It's called the Chadwick, Chadwick, I believe, the Chadwick cherry tomato.
Dan, if I can get you to hold on more time for me, we have the bottom of the hour break going on, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
No problem.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBGN. May 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, and we're speaking with Dan in Hawaii, and then we have another caller, Kathy, if you'll just hang on. Dan, you were telling us about your heirloom Chadwick tomatoes that you grow?
Yeah, it's called the Allen Chadwick Cherry Tomato. Now, that tomato, it's extremely prolific, grows quite tall, and it's a large cherry tomato. It doesn't seem to get the various types of problems that we have, especially here in Hawaii. It's the best in terms of being resistant to disease. And the thing I like about it, that I really like about it, is even though it's a cherry tomato, it has a big tomato taste. And they're wonderful. You can get them through, I think, out of Yankton, South Dakota. I think that's Burgess. Or you might try Burpee. Or just get on the net and find them.
Okay.
So that's the Chadwick. Now, the tomato with the highest production. Now, I've been here 24 years. I've grown close to 50 different varieties. The tomato with the highest production that I've found, and most... one of the most disease-resistant is the Burpee Early Girl. Now, it's a hybrid. But if we were to come out of a worst-case scenario, you might want a high-production tomato for a couple years while those seeds are still good. So I would have, as part of my complement, a few packs of Early Girl and get those going, as well as the Chadwick.
All right.
Yeah.
So Early Girls in Texas. Sounds like it.
Yeah, and I really think that tomatoes would be extremely important in that type of a situation.
Well, any food would, but Fresh food would be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, it's imperative.
Exactly.
Saying prayers for Tim. And I've been in major automobile accident, and what pulled me through was focus and prayer and just knowing I'm going to get through it no matter what.
Well, again, we appreciate your prayers, Dan, and thank you so much for calling in. These were great ideas on things that people probably hadn't even thought that they, you know, to put aside in case anything happened.
We still need, thank you. We still need to be thinking basics.
Exactly.
Basics. And go from there. Get the basic architecture set up initially, and then go to the more detailed items that you need.
Well, sometimes I think we get lost in the detailed items.
And kind well, of forget we do. The I've done that. Oh. I've done that myself. All right, Lori. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Dan. You have a great weekend, hon. Okay. Kathy in Missouri. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes. I just wanted to tell you, have you ever heard of electroacuscope myopulse? Well, I believe it would help your husband immensely. Are you familiar with the equipment?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Do you have internet right there where you can just pull up the YouTube real quick?
I do.
If you go to YouTube, I'm looking at it right now on my computer. If you go to YouTube and you put in this right here, I'll tell you the best video because it's one of the best that I've seen. It's 8 minutes and 50 seconds long, and it starts off with a young man who has a severe injury, and he had a skin graft that was failing, okay? And I've used this equipment in 5 different cities. It's third-party reimbursable. When I used it first in Dallas, it was third-party reimbursable. I've used it in California, Paris, France, New York City, for different things throughout the years. It is curative medicine. I've met someone even here in Missouri whose daughter was burned severely, and they were in Minnesota, and they were able to access a machine, okay? They just sold it to someone else that needed it, and there's not one in Missouri, but the Amish and Mennonite are going all the way to Minnesota to use this equipment. It's that good. It is curative medicine, and it's called it's electroacuscope myopulse, and if you put in acuscope testimonials, acuscope, and then testimonials, the videos will come up. Thorpe Institute, you'll see, I think it's Jack Nicholas is in the opening frame. And the video, let's see, it's 8 minutes and 50 seconds, Thorpe Institute. And I think it's Jack Nicholas there that's grabbing his elbow. And the first image there is very powerful. And I've had things heal as a type 1 diabetic that even a non-diabetic would never have had heal, period. There's also another lady whose husband was going to have her foot amputated, his leg amputated. Her name is Sherry Fisher, and I'm trying to find the... there's a place in Salida, Colorado that has an acuscope myopulse, and they have the image of her husband's foot that was cured. They done everything. You hear me? Everything. Oxygen, hyperbaric oxygen, all of it. Nothing was working. And he had treatments, and Dr. Moravati is the doctor, I believe, that treated her husband. And I believe he has a write-up still on his webpage about the equipment. And his name is Moravati.com, Moravati.com, all right? And this is the 70C model. It's a portable model, and I was told by a distributor in California that even that model, he had one, a refurbished direct from the manufacturer. He said, people are paying for this. He said, basically, I'd like to have one to help people. I want to help the little people, the people working for $8 and $10 an hour who can't afford health care, whose, you know, feet are killing them and have all kinds of maladies. That's what I would like to do with the machine, is go to, you know, remote area medical and start treating the Americans that are just trapped in this poverty, wages, and unaffordable benefits, and help give curing, you know, medicine to them. So I'm always trying to find, you know, is there an angel investor, someone that I could get the training on it? And the gentleman in California I spoke to, I met him on the Green Line in Boston, and it was one of those serendipitous kind of meetups. And there's one in the White Sox training room. All the athletes use this. This is just standard of care for wealthy people. All right? And I think it would help your husband. I don't know if you could access the machine, but he did have a refurbished one a couple of months ago when I talked to him. And I think it was $2,500, and he said this would work, period. You know, anything you've got going on, you don't have to have the new fancy one. But anyway, I can give you more data. You've got my email, I'm sure, because I did email you guys. But watch that video, and then Toledo, Colorado has one, and they have the image of that foot, and I can't find the webpage right now, but you can get on there and search it, and I'll send it to you if I find it, okay?
Okay.
Yes, you're welcome. Take care.
You too, hon. Wow. Didn't know there was a machine out there that would do that kind of thing. Okay. Well, appreciate it, Kathy. Today is caller's choice. Call in, talk about anything you'd like. Our number is 800-313-9443. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in. I just noticed on the TV that the president and the first lady looks like they're leaving Sicily. They were there talking to the troops, telling them that they supported them 100%, which I think is a great thing that our president actually, you know, shows that they support our troops. If it wasn't for our troops, we wouldn't have the freedom we have today. Let's see here. And I know some of you are thinking that's only because you're the wife of a military man, but, you know, my father, my stepfather, my brother's father-in-law, all been in the military, so I guess just military brat is what you call me, but I think the world of our military, men and women who are out there putting their lives on the line so that we can have the freedom that we have today, to believe as we believe. Big shout out to them because Memorial Day weekend's coming up. I'd like to say thank you to all of our troops, for their continual diligence in their job of providing us for the freedom that we've become accustomed to, and to those families who have given all. And when I say that, most of the military people know what I'm talking about. It's for those who have given their lives in the line of duty. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your husband, son, daughter are not forgotten. Again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let's see. I wanted to go back to this other site that I was looking at earlier, Pinterest.com. Like I said, I only mention it because there's so much good information on it. I was noticing here that if you have like a small space and you're not sure what to do with it or how to arrange things or make things work in such a small space, they've got some little tricks and hacks, as they call them, show you how to make things work, whether it's just a drop-down table that might have a plug behind it, or whether it's just a hide-a-bed that you need to put in or a drop-down table. These little ideas are all over this thing. If you really have a small space in your, like I said, looking for something to do with it, you just don't know how to work your space, it helps. Let's see. I was telling you about the wooden pallets earlier. These things, they teach you how to make them into anything, even an arbor for your front yard with planters on each side of it, you know, that you've seen in books for sale. You can do it that way. Or a platform for your bed with a headboard. I mean, it's just awesome. And it's not just the pallets that they have, but they cover all kinds of subjects like canning, storage ideas for you. It's just an awesome website, and you can search the site for things that you might be looking for, and it will show you the subjects or the areas that they have what you're looking for. I'm sorry, what you're looking for. Just go there and check them out and see if you can find what you're looking for. If, like I said, you can't buy it, this site might even show you how to make it so it fits where you need it to go. So, like I said, it's an interesting site. And like, also, you know, like Dan was mentioning earlier in Hawaii, we always think about the big things, the more complicated things that we need to take care of before the little things. Don't forget those little things, like those necessities you want to store somewhere, and make sure that they're in a container that is airtight and that critters can't get into and that kind of thing. You know, like your toothbrushes, your toothpaste, maybe some mouthwash, you know, stored on, you know, deodorant, things like that. If you're not sure what it is you need, just think of the necessities that you use every day, things that we normally don't think about every day. Storing toilet paper, and again, those buckets that Rick mentioned earlier that you can buy, whether it's at Lowe's or anywhere else. I mean, I know here locally in town, we can actually buy those buckets for like a dollar a piece at Country Mart from their deli area, and all it consists of is coming home and washing them out really good, and that's with the lids. So, but these are things that you need to think about, you know, things that you want to store them in. But the little things that you need in case the world does go to heck in a handbasket, you know, like I said, your deodorant, your toothpaste, your toothbrushes, extra ones to keep on hand because there's no telling when you'll get them again. And if worse comes to worse, definitely make sure you got some baking soda on hand because before the toothpaste and all came out years and years ago, people used to use the baking soda on their teeth. And it can be used for other purposes, too. So try to think of more than one purpose that this item can be used for and then store it. That way you have it in case you do need it. You know, it's just the little things that we don't think about that we use every day. I know that we think about constantly storing our food, but we don't think about, like I said, the smaller things. So just kind of take a step back and try to think about those things and ways that you want to store them so that you do have them. Okay. Let's see. Like I said, today is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number 800-313-9443. If you're interested and want to call in, got any comments or anything you would like to share with someone, or if you have a question, maybe one of our listeners out there might know the answer and call in and give it to you. Please do so. Please don't wait till the last half hour because we usually get a lot of calls in and we may not be able to get to you. So please think about that and go ahead and call in now. Let's see. We all know that there's different ways of storing things, different items. So if you can think of any way of storing different things, different items that we haven't mentioned at all, then please give us a shout and let us hear your ideas on it or ideas that you may have come up with as far as storing things that we haven't thought of yet. Okay? Like you said, this is all about trying to survive if things were to be where you couldn't just go to the grocery store and get them anymore. You'd want to be able to provide for yourself and your family and try to keep things going definitely as long as you possibly could. So, let's see here. I'm sorry, I just get amazed with the different things that they build out of these pallets that people constantly are throwing away. Some of the things are, they just unbelievable. They've built like a small lounger to put out on your patio to lounge in. But anyway, this is the top of the hour, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and we have a few callers on the line. First caller I want to go to is Susan in Oregon on line 5. Susan, are you there?
Hi, Lori. In order to keep clean, and especially little kids, I've figured out that a hand carry pesticide sprayer, brand new, is a really good idea. You can take it to the kitchen where you've boiled water, put the water in there, get it to the right temperature, and you can safely carry that to the tub and shower off yourself and your little kids without having to carry pots of boiling water across the house with little kids tripping you.
Well, that's a great idea. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, and you can take it outside if you need to spray somebody off if they've got something bad on them. But you just have to mark that sprayer as only for emergency bathing.
yeah, that'd come in handy, so people aren't using it for other things.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to be happening, and if you've got to boil water to bathe in, to take it to one room to the next is a real danger.
Right.
Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too, Susan. Enjoy your weekend, hon.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's a great idea, an extra sprayer to keep around. You guys might want to think about that, and don't forget what Susan said. Make sure you label it so it's not used for anything else. Wouldn't want to grab it, put pesticides in it, and then try and grab it to do showers on later on for emergency showers. Okay, next let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you there?
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. You know, I tuned in, and I was multitasking when Rick called. What was he talking about with the steaks?
He was talking about storage areas. He was also talking about his water filters that he just received from Professor McKinney, about how it made his coffee taste a whole lot better and smoother, so he was having to go back and put more coffee in so it was a little bit stronger.
Well, I heard that about the water filters, and I got to agree. I mean, the water tastes great. I've been using them for probably a month since I got them, and I've got a 2.5-gallon and a 3-gallon unit, and each one has four filters in it.
Well, my understanding...
Can you hold me over?
Oh, no, you're fine. My understanding is they work great. Like I said, take all the bad things out that you don't need, you know, so. I have to apologize. That's my granddaughter in the background having a little.
Oh, I thought it was the music.
No, that's her. but, no, Kim and I haven't been able to get any of Professor McKinney's water filters yet, but they are the best on the market. Everyone we've talked to recommends them very highly, and that they, you know, if you can afford them to get them, they're a good thing to have, because if everything did go bad, my understanding is he has one that you can actually kind of, you know, drop in a pitcher and fill up with water and let it sit there for a little bit, and it still filters out everything that's in that water. So they'd be a good thing to have around, you know, even if you just bought some of the filters to store in a bucket for later on in case you needed that for to clean water. Now we do have the top of the hour break. Jerry, would you hold on? We'll be right back with you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.